North End and Kollel, Sunday, 30th of December, 2012, Yud Zayin Teves, Tovshin Ayin Gimel, Tehillim Sheh given by Gershon Hepner, and we're up to Tehillim chapter Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Ah, and it's birthday. Norman's birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
How many birthdays have you had so far?
This is the
63rd. Admir Esim Shana.
63.
They're looking well.
Can they know?
I was going to say 55.
Rabbi Cooper always used to say that. Rabbi Cooper used to say, "Don't say Admir Esrim, say Admir Esrim Shana, because you make it clear that we're talking about years and not any other unit of time. Admir Esrim Shana."
That's yeah. Good. Yeah, thank you.
It is. It's Rabbi Cooper always said, "Admir Esrim Shana in Gesund, you should be healthy, and then carry on enjoying Nachas and the grandchildren."
Amen.
And children.
As my mother would say, if you've got health, you've got everything.
Okay. Right. So it's Norman's English birthday today, 30th of December, because we all know that his Hebrew birthday is on Aser B'Teves. Okay. Right. So Tehillim chapter Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Meshave Raglai Ka'ayolos. He makes my feet straight like ayolos. Now, ayolos are female deer, which in English is sometimes called a hind and sometimes called a doe, as in doe a deer, a female deer. Okay? Meshavei raglai ka'ayolos. He makes my feet straight.
So in German, a hirsch.
You saw that's the female?
Ah, no.
It's we're talking about specifically the female, and we'll see how significant that is.
The doe.
Sometimes called a hind, yeah. H-I-N-D. Sometimes called a doe, T-O-E. Yeah. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Yeah. Right. Okay. Meshavei raglai ka'ayolos. He makes my feet straight like deer, or like the female deer, the doe. Va'al bomosai ya'amideni. And he stands me up on my heights. He gets me to stand up. He stood me up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood me up on my heights. I've taken that translation basically from the art scroll. Okay, what are we talking about? We're talking about stability in battle. That's the that's just as a by way of an introduction. He makes my feet straight like those of a deer, a female deer specifically. In other words, he's enabled me to run quickly in battle. Val bomosai amideni, and he stood me up firmly on my heights. He's given me positions of power in battle. If you're on an elevated geographical area in a battle, you automatically, you've got the high ground. As I say, you've got the high ground in battle. You're obviously at an advantage against your enemy. Okay, so Rashi says, what's all this business about running quickly, having speed? He's made my feet straight, like ayolos, like a female deer. So Rashi says, quoting the Rashi here, an amazing Rashi, and it's this Rashi that has taken up about 95% of this shir, of the preparation time, is this one piece of Rashi. Ragli hanakevos, the feet of the females of the deer, omdos beyosher, stand straight, yoser mishel zacharim, more than those of the male. Now, this is an amazing chiddush, that the feet on the female deer are straighter than those of the male deer. I'm just translating Rashi as he gives it. Ragli anakevus omdos beyosher, yoser mishel zacharim, they are straighter than those of the male. Okay, so therefore, what's the pasuk saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made my feet like those of a female deer. The female deer are straighter than the males. Therefore, they have greater speed than the males, and therefore I'm quick in battle.
Wow.
Okay, now this is very very odd. What does it mean? My feet are straighter, unlike the female deer. So the first thing I did was to start researching the feet of deer. I brought with you a couple of pictures which I got here on the PC, thanks to Mark Wakefield.
Somehow specific here. Female deer.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You'll see. I haven't solved everything. This is Mark. Yeah, Mark Wakefield's computer. He's lent it to me. Right. So have a look here. I hope you can see it. You might need to just move slightly so you can see the screen. That is a diagram of the feet of a deer. Can you see it, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, those are the forelegs and those are the hind legs. Okay. Now, what you've got here... the hind legs are particularly interesting because you get these extra claws over there. And they call them doe claws. No, sorry, they don't. They call them dew claws. Dew claws, these little ones. And what's interesting about them is that when
those are the hind ones.
Yeah, these are the hind legs, these are the forelegs. Okay, in fact, if I move down, I think, is that the down arrow? Yeah, yeah, front and rear, okay? Okay, so you've got the front legs and the rear legs, the forelegs and the hind legs. One part of my confusions was that the translation of an ayolo is a hind. And we're talking, and these are the hind legs, yeah, which are the back legs. So it's nice confusing the two words, hind.
The hind is a male deer, is it?
No, the male deer is called a buck or a stag. I've really gone into this big time this week. I'm really into this week.
Is it like hinds?
A hind, there we are, a hind, yeah.
Female.
It was the female, correct. Okay, so now you've got these dew claws here. Now dogs and goats and lots of other animals like this have these dew claws, D-E-W, dew claws, which, interestingly enough, do not make contact with the ground when the animal walks. What gives the animal speed when running is that they run on, as we would call it, on tiptoe. And they actually put the weight on the main part of the claws, the hoof, I should say, the hoof, which are the which of course is a cloven hoof. It's a deer is a kush animal, and it puts the main weight on those. Okay, so it's running on tiptoe, basically. Let me show you. Let's just go down a little bit more. I can't see what that is. Page up. Page down. Yeah, here we are. Right, that's a pretty good picture as well. Okay, there you can see, again, the hind legs. The forelegs look exactly the same, but without the dew claws. Okay, and that's how it is with the animal, as the animal would walk on the ground. Okay, that's the bottom surface of the leg. Okay, so that's it. That's it on the feet of these deer. Why the females? Rashi says because the females have got straighter. Now Rashi uses a lotion of omdos biyosher. What exactly does it mean biyosher? Does it mean that the feet are straight? Does it mean the feet are smoother? Straight, more straight than the males, more smooth than the males, more level than the males. I don't really know. And I've been in contact with a vet, actually, in America. A from vet in America. His name is Dr. Baum, and he lives in Maryland. What's it called? What's that? Baltimore. He lives in Baltimore, in Maryland. Okay. And I've had an email exchange with him. He's been extremely pleasant and helpful, I must say. Kala kawa to me. We've got visitors staying with us at the moment for the Bergman Chasna, Mrs. Neyman and her daughter Fagi. And they saw I was learning this. They saw I had this on the computer. And they said, what's all that about? So I told them out of the shit. So they said, they gave me this guy's name who lives down the road from them, is very friendly with them. And I phoned him up and he was so willing to help. Anyway, I haven't quite got to the bottom of this. He said to me, what does Rashi mean? He himself isn't sure what Rashi means. And we've researched it, and he's got the expert knowledge, of course, and we haven't really got very far in seeing why is it that the females have got are the female feet different from the male feet? And as he said, as far as he can tell, in modern veterinary knowledge, the female feet are no different from the male feet. Okay? He had one suggestion to make. The females, and I saw this in lots of sources, of course, the females are smaller than the males. Mm. Now, if the feet are the same size... Exactly. If the feet are the same size, but the body of the female is smaller than the body of the male, then the same size feet are supporting a lower body mass. Yeah. And therefore, that gives the feet proportionally greater strength. And therefore, the females can go faster and are more sure footed than the males.
The tail is quicker because the body weight will actually move to the side. They can't be as agile. It's impossible.
The males can't be as agile.
The males cannot be as agile.
It's right, so because they're larger. Right, brilliant. Yeah.
Oh. It's like you've got an oil tank. Right, yeah. You've got an oil tanker, you want to turn it around, it takes a few miles to be big because of the actual
because
weight.
Because the feet are larger, is that what you're saying?
Because the body of the male is larger,
yeah.
And if the feet of the females are the same size as the feet of the males,
yeah.
But the males are larger,
yeah.
then the feet need to support and move a much bigger mass. Yeah. And therefore they're slower and more cumbersome and so on. So the females are more sure-footed than the males. That was one suggestion that Dr. Baum had to make for me. But I haven't quite got to the bottom of this. However, what is really amazing is that we're now learning Sunday. Yesterday we learned Parshas Vayechi, thanks to Norman. Yeah, we learned Parshas Vayechi. And in Vayechi, we've got the pasuk Naftali Ayola Shelucha. Naftali is the Ayola, is the female deer, Shelucha, sent out. Hanose Nimrei Shofer, which gives...
Naftali,
thank you. Naftali, I'll do it again. Naftali Ayala Shelucha Hanosein Imre Shofer. Thank you. Yeah. So Naftali, one for you. Yeah. Naftali is the Ayala Shelucha, is the sent doe. So what is all that about? So let's give the quotation. That's in Vayechi. Chapter Mem Tes Pasuk Kaf Aleph. So Rashi there gives a number of explanations, and one explanation which I'll zero in on is that it's a reference to Sefer Shoftim Chapter Dalet. There, what do we see in Shoftim Chapter Dalet? Actually, Pasuk Vov, where Devorah Hanaviah is trying to muster an army, needs to muster an army together to fight against Sisera. Okay, and we know that what happened at the end of it was that they defeated Sisera in battle, and that they sang, and Devorah and Barak ben Avinoam, they sang Shiras Devorah, it's after, of course, the Shabbos B'Shalach.
Right? The thing through his head.
That's right, that was Yoel Akeni, yes, banged a tent pin into his head. Into Sisera's head, yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, they were told... HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them they've got to muster an army, and the army came from principally from the tribe of Naphtali, also from Zevulun. Let me check it. Velokachto Halotzimah Hashem. Here we are from Shoftim chapter Dalet Pasuk Vav. Halotzimah Hashem lekesol. Didn't Hashem, the God of Israel, command Leich go umoshachto b'haratova and collect together in Haratova velokachto imcha. Here we go. Take with you. Aseret alafim ish, 10,000 men, mibnei Naftali, from the tribe of Naftali, mibnei Zvulun, and also from Zvulun. And it seems that Naftali was the main body of the army that fought against Sisera, came from Naftali, and they came willingly. 10,000 people came, and they came very willingly to fight against Sisera. Now, that's the Naftali ayolosh lucha. They are the sent doe. They went at speed with great alacrity and zest, and they went to fight against Sisera. That was Naftali ayolosh lucha. And what happened at the end? They won the war against Sisera. Hanosim Imre Shofer, who gives words of praise to Vora. The next chapter, Perek Hey, in Shoftim, Vatosh HaDevoro Varok Ben Avinoam by Yomahu Lemo, they sang the Shiras Devoro. That's Hanosini Me Shofer. They gave these thanks. Now, on that posuk, the Radak.
Is that the only case of Naftali having such a role in the war?
I thought it was every
ship. I don't know, but it seems that the bulk of the army, we see Zevulun also came, but the bulk of the army seems to come from Naftali, and later on in Perek Hey, as part of the Shira in Shiras Devorah in Shoftim Perek Hey, it says Naftali al Merome Soder. Naftali were the exalted ones of the field, because they comprised the major part of the army for that battle. So kol hakavod to them. Yeah? And that's what we've got now in Pasuk in Vayechi, Naftali ayolah shelucha. Now the Radak on that...
Most of the soldiers came from Naftali's tribe.
Correct.
Most of the soldiers.
Correct, yeah. Most of them came. Now, on that Pasuk, the Radak says, why does it say ayolah shelucha? Why in the feminine? Naftali ayolah shelucha. Why feminine? Well, we're talking about deer, and usually the normal way is to choose the male of the species, and the normal way of the Torah would be to speak in terms of the males. So why Ayol Shalucha? Why not Ayol Shaluach? Yeah, that's the kasha that the Radak asks. Answers the Radak, because the major player in that battle against Sisera was Devorah, female. Yeah, she was the Nevi'ah, she was the Devorah Nevi'ah, and therefore, because she is covered to her, because she was such a major player in that battle, as covered to her, the Pasuk in Vayechi goes to the feminine, Naftala Ayolah Shelucha. And in fact, the Rivah points out that the phrase Ayolah Shelucha Hanosein, as what it goes, Naftali ayolah shelucha hanosin imrei shofer, that phrase ayolah shelucha hanosin has Rosh HaTevis Isha. It's to give cover to Devera, the woman. They were led by this woman. Yeah. Oh,
the
now
agility is needed. It is needed in war.
Say that again.
The agility.
Yeah.
That the female has got. That actually is very important in war. In case.
Okay, but Devera herself surely wouldn't have fought.
Right? She amassed the army, and she was like the military strategist or the brains behind it all. And she said to Borok. Borok said to her, "You come with us and help us out." And she said, "I will, but then it'll be embarrassing for you that you had a female at the helm." Yeah,
I understand that, but it stands on its own. Naftali Ayalosh Lichor, the fact it's a female, it's a standalone thing because it's agility, which is the most important aspect, one of the most important aspects of war.
Oh, absolutely. So this is that's how I. No, but that's how I. So learning Al Pasuk in Tehillim, where we got Meshaver Aglaiko Ayolos, with the Rashi saying that the female of the species have got better feet than the males, to me that gives pshat in the Pasuk in Vayechi. Yeah, but I didn't find any Mefarshim on Vayechi that say that. Yeah, the best I could do is to find the Radak, who says why females? Because to give cover to Devera. Yeah. Give cover to Devera, so it's put in the feminine. But the but of course, our pasuk in Tehillim throws light on that pasuk in Vayechi. Yeah, okay. It's 5:30. You gotta go.
Well, our granddaughter can become a gymnast.
right, of course. Of course.
What's her name? Ayala.
Yes, it's Ayala. You gotta tell Moishil about this then. Okay, right. Good. Okay. So that was the Rashi. That's this Rashi. Let's move on to the other very simple mafreshim on this pasuk. The Masudas David learns that what are we talking about in our pasuk? Come back to our pasuk in Tehillim. Meshavera glaikra yolos v'albomisai yamideini says the Masudas David. We're talking about being victorious in battle, and David is saying, I was able to be as sure-footed and as swift as the doe or as the hind, when chasing my enemies, i.e. I'm winning the war. When did Hashem set me up on my high places? Again, when I'm victorious in battle, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets me up on a high place and I could defeat my enemies. That's how the Masudas David learns. The Radak on our Pasuk learns the opposite. The Radak says, no, we're talking about when we're losing in battle. Says David, when could I be a really fast runner? When I had to run away from the battlefield. When I had to escape from my enemies. In other words, when I was losing a battle. And even when I was losing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could set me up on a high place so that when I could run away quickly from the battle, from the battleground, thereby saving my life and the lives of my soldiers. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a safe place to go, i.e. to a high place. So we've got this, they're complete opposites. And the Masudas David learns the Pasuk is talking about when I'm being victorious in battle, and the Radak learns this when I'm losing a battle. They're complete opposites.
They're quick in both circumstances.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Targum on our Pasuk, Va'al Bomasai Amideni, learns Va'al Veis Tukve Yekaiminoni. You stood me up in a base tukfe, tokef is strength. So although the Pasuk says it's a high place, the Targum learns it means a strong place. Because a high ground in battle is going to be synonymous with being a strong fortification, a strong place, a better place to be. The Ibn Ezra points out that our Pasuk is a direct continuation from Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Hokelama Azvini Choyel Vayitain Tomim Darki. He made my way perfect. So now that the Pasuk tells us that, now David says, he made my way perfect. So talking about a way, says the Ibn Ezra, that's why David goes on to speak about his feet. Meshalver Aglai Koyolos. My way is all about the way I went, and therefore he made my feet like those of a deer. Of a female deer. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns. Direct continuation from Vayitain Tomim Darki. The Ibn Ezra goes on to say that the word Meshaveh, he gives two options for the word Meshaveh. Meshaveh Aglaiko Ayolos. He says it either comes from the word Shoveh, meaning straight or equal, as we've learned all along, that the feet of the female deer are straighter or somehow better aligned or streamlined than those of the male deer. But he gives a second shout. He says it could be from the word shivisi, as in shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid, going back to chapter Tezayin, Posaches, shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid, where the word shivisi is I placed Hashem before me. And the Ibn Ezra says, the word meshaver could mean meshaver eglaikoyolus, he placed my feet like those of a female deer. It ultimately, the meaning comes to the same. Either he aligned my feet like those of a female deer, or he placed my feet like those of a female deer. The ultimate meaning comes to the same. But the Ibn Ezra says it's not that it could be either of those two shotim in the word. In the word meshaver.
He placed or he made.
Either he placed my feet, yeah, or he streamlined them, or he equalized them, or he smoothed them out, or some other form, talking about the female feet, the feet of the female deer. The Malbim says, very interesting, the Malbim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me tremendous strengths in battle, and in the end, I didn't have to use them. What does it mean? Says the Malbim, the Pshat and the Pasuk is, Meshaver Aglai Kwayolos, he made my feet as swift as those of the female deer, but I didn't have to run. But he placed me on my high places. So I actually ended up standing firmly in one place. I didn't need to be swift. He made me swift. But in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood me up on the high places and I didn't need to run at all. That's how the Malbim knows. In which case, the Vav on the word Va'al is a Vav that means but, and not and. I always tell the boys in Pardes house, and I get them drumming this out on their desks, and evolve means and, but it sometimes means but. Yeah. I even wrote the musical rhythm on the board, so they really get, and evolve means and, but it sometimes means but. And evolve normally means and, but according to the Malbim, this vav would mean but. So it's like a disjunctive vav. V'al bomo sayamideni. He made my feet as swift as those of the female deer, but he made me stand, he stood me in one place firmly. Yeah. And what happened? I won battles, b'derech neis. All nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the hard work for me, and it was all b'derech neis.
Swiftness wasn't needed.
Exactly. That's how the Malbim learns. And he goes on to the next pasuk as well, learning in a very similar way for the next pasuk. Okay. Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch learns that what does it mean, Va'al bomo sayam yideini? He stood me up on my high places. Which high places are we talking about? Says Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch, I went out to fight, I ran into battle, I was able to run back from battle, back home. Where's home? Yerushalayim. And one of these bomo sai, one of these high places, is the Harirei Tzion, and it's Yerushalayim. The mountains of Tzion, the mountains around Yerushalayim. Those are the high places. That's how Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch learns. Sefer Eretz HaChaim says that Albo Musa Ya'amideini, he points out the word Ya'amideini doesn't only mean to stand up, it can also mean to stop something. For example, he doesn't give this example, but a simple example would be from Sefer Yonah, when the storm stopped after they threw Yonah overboard, in Yonah chapter Aleph, Pasuk Tesvov, when the sea stopped raging after the end of the storm, it says Vaya'amod Hayom Mizapo, the sea stood still, or it stopped Mizapo from its anger. So Ein Mem Dalet doesn't just mean to stand, it can also mean to stop. It says the Sefer Eretz HaChaim, Valbomo Sayamideni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped me from hitting out against Bomosai, my high places. Who are these high places? Sha'ul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented me from killing Shaul HaMelech. And that's a reference to the story that's given in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Kafov, Pasuk Tes, where David HaMelech, let me give you the Pasuk, David HaMelech was able to steal into the camp of Shaul, and Shaul was fast asleep, and David was with his nephew Avishai, and Avishai said, okay, here's your enemy, Shaul, he's fast asleep, I'll kill him straight away. That was Avishai ben Tzruiah suggested. Chapter Kafo, it's in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Kafo, Pasuk Tes, says David, Vayomer David al Avishai, al tashkisehu, do not destroy him. Ki mi shalach yodo b'mashiach Hashem, who can stretch out his hand against the anointed one of God, v'nikah, and be clean. You can't strike out against Sha'ul HaMelech and get away with it. So says the Sefer Eretz Chaim, that's what we have in our pasuk. Valba Mosai Amideini, he stopped me from attacking Bomosai, the high places, i.e. Sha'ul HaMelech. Exactly. He prevented me from hitting out against Sha'ul.
Sure, it'd be like revenge, Navarra.
Yeah, yeah. David did not want to strike out against Sha'ul. Sha'ul made
sin. He's like, I'm taking my revenge on you.
Yeah, he didn't want to
have a vengeance, you know.
More than that, he saw Sha'ul as this sort of thing. Yeah. Correct, you're right, but he's much more than that as well. He saw Sha'ul as a great tzaddik, which he was. Sha'ul was a great tzaddik. And Sha'ul was trying to kill David, but David refused steadfastly to kill Sha'ul. Yeah? Oh. The Sefer Zerah Yaakov points out that what's this running all about? This Meshave Raglai Koyolos, he makes my feet straight like deer. He says, to run to Dvar Mitzvah. To run to Dvar Mitzvah. And he says, he quotes from a Zohar in Parshas Pekudei, which I did not look up. He says, if a person runs to Dvar Mitzvah, with that he creates Malachim, who are Malachim Kedoshim. If a person runs to do an Aveira, he also creates Malachim. But he creates Malachim Mashchisim. Malachim Mashchisim. Destructive Malachim. Yeah. So he says... Yeah, interesting. The opposites are not what you'd expect. He says, if you run to Dvar Mitzvah, you create Malachim Kedoshim, holy Malachim. If you run to an Aveira, you create Malachim Mashchisim. Destructive Malachim. Thank you for that. Destructive Malachim. Yeah.
You're right, it's not the opposite of
Kedoshim. No, interesting. Okay, but he quotes this from a Zohar in Parshas.
But two extremes, holy, and this is destructive.
And destructive, that's
so
right.
So it's like, is it one extreme or the other?
That's right, absolutely, yeah.
But, nothing in between. It sounds a bit like that, too.
I'm not that familiar with Malachim to know what's in between. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So he says, what's this idea of Al-Bomosai Yamideini? He says the word Yamideini again means to stop. Hashem has stopped me. What does he stop me from doing? Va'al-Bomosai. He stopped me from doing something on high. What are we talking about? He quotes a pasuk, Johnny, especially for you, Parshas Ekev, chapter Ches, pasuk Yadalad, where the pasuk says, V'rom levavecha. Thank you. V'rom levavecha, expert on... In-house experts on Parashas Ekev. Yeah. V'romna v'avecha, that your heart will be high. In other words, you'll have gaiva. Hashem is saying, beware of gaiva, beware of conceit. V'shachachtos Hashem nekecha, you'll forget Hashem, your God, ha-metziach, ha-metz, v'sami, b'es ha-bottom. Yeah. So he says, that's v'al b'mosai yamideini. David is saying, Hashem has stopped me from falling into the trap of gaiva. Of conceit, va'albomosai ya'amideini. He has stopped me, ya'amideini and loshon of stopping me, bomosai from being conceited. That's how the Sefer Zerah Yaakov learns. Yeah, the Be'er Avrom learns that the very similar to what the Be'er Avrom, which is written by the son of the Vilna Gaon. He writes that I was able to run quickly when I needed to run quickly, and able to stand still at a time when I needed to stand still in battle to fight. Yeah, the Sefer Kiflaim.
Divided me, in other words, like strategy.
Yeah, strategy. Yeah, I did the right thing at the right time, basically. Yeah. In the Sefer Kiflaim Lestushio, he says that our Pasuk is a continuation from Pasuk Lamed. In Pasuk Lamed, we had Kivacha Orutz Gedud. With you, Hashem, I run into battle. I run into with the troops. That's what we had. So bearing in mind, talking about running into battle with the troops, well. On that, our pasuk says, "Meshaver aglai koyalis." I make my feet. Hashem has made my feet as swift as the female deer. Why? Because they're running into battle, and the Al Sheikh also learns that Vayamidini is an expression of Hashem has stopping me from sinning. In the Sefer Chozot Zion. I don't know what the Sefer is, I've seen it quoted. Chozot Zion, he says that, when did Hashem make me swift? When I ran into the battleground to fight against Goliath. So it's a specific reference to fighting Goliath.
Then they've got Naphtali now.
No. That's Naphtali Ayah Loshul Chor in Parshas Vayechi.
Okay.
Yeah, but on our pasuk, Meshavi Raglai Koyalos, when did Hashem make my feet as swift as those of a deer's feet, the female deer, when fighting against Goliath, when I had to run in, and the pasuk there says it's in Shmuel Aleph chapter Yud Zayin that I had to run, and David HaMelech ran into the battleground to fight against Goliath, to challenge Goliath. That's right.
Goliath was done.
Goliath was done,
wasn't fighting against Goliath, wasn't it?
No, I think you might be thinking of Shimshon.
Yeah, Shimshon.
Shimshon was from the tribe of Don.
Yeah.
That's Goliath's is a different story.
David HaMelech.
But who was supporting David HaMelech? Was it just Shemet Yehuda supporting David HaMelech against Goliath?
He was a one man band.
Oh, it wasn't.
He was a one man band against Goliath.
It was just like two gladiators.
It was. That's exactly what it was. Absolutely.
See the pictures in the storybooks.
Yeah.
David with the sling and Goliath, you know, this giant.
There were no background armies for that battle.
On the contrary, Klal Yisrael, led by Shaul, were too petrified of Goliath. And nobody, Goliath laid down a challenge. You Jews, you believe in your God? Well, come on then, fight me. And no one dared. It was a big chilul Hashem. So David said, I'll do it.
So made a kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. The Sefer Chazot Zion goes on to say, what does it mean, Valbomu Sayami Deni? He stood me up over my high places. That's a reference to the family of Shaul. Shaul had been the king. He was then demoted from being king. And I, David, was anointed as the new king. So Valbomu Sayami Deni, Hashem has stood me up over my high places. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me king over and above the family of Shaul and over Shaul as well. Okay? That's how
stood me over the high, which is Shaul and the king.
Exactly. I've stood up over Shaul. And Shaul, of course, was
I'm in charge now.
Yeah, but more than that, Shaul was physically very tall. He was Meshichmo Ulamala. He was head and shoulders above other people. Yeah? And therefore, he was taller than most people. So that's Val Bomo Sayamidini, over high places, over Shaul. So I was able to become king over Shaul as well, and instead of Shaul.
What about Masechet Megillah? The Masechet Megillah starts off talking about a lot about Bomos, doesn't it? About where you're allowed to.
Right.
It just reminds me that there's a lot about it, Bomos, at the start of
the Bomos. Because the word Bomos means a high place.
Yeah.
That's also where we get the word Bima, where we lean from, right? It's a raised platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a raised platform. And the Bomos there in the Mishnah Megillah, Masechet Megillah, talks about the about when people, at a time when Klal Yisrael were allowed to offer up private korbanos, i.e. not in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. So you could have your own Mizbeach in your own back garden.
They're called a Mizbeach.
It's called a bomber. Yeah. There was a time when it was permitted.
Okay.
The Abraham Benel says, oh yes, very interesting this. The Abraham Benel. The Abraham Benel's on Shmuel. Let's have a look at the pasuk in Shmuel, actually. So you've got the bookmark there. It's Shmuel, and it's Shmuel base, and it's chapter Kaf base, pasuk Lamed Dalet. Here, you can show me, John, you can see it. Meshaver, it's exactly the same. It's almost exactly the same. Meshaver raglai koyolos. He makes my feet straight like those of the hinds. And he stood me up on my high places. Okay, now let's just see, the only difference there is that Meshave Raglai, the opening words in Shmuel base, it's a cricassive. Can you see it's spelled with the extra vav at the end? Now that vav is not pronounced. It's the word is pronounced Raglai. It's a cricassive. The kri, the way it's read, is Raglai. The kassiv, the way it's written, is with a vav, as though it says Raglov, his feet. Now the Radak comments on this. The Radak is in fact on the previous pasuk. We pronounce it Raglai, exactly the same.
Don't pronounce it Raglov.
No, it's written Raglov. Mm. It's pronounced Raglai. Mm. It's a Cree kassiv. It's written one way and pronounced another way. Okay, so you one reads it as Raglai. Meshaver Raglai Koyolos. So in fact, the way you read the pasuk is identical to the way we read the pasuk in Tinim. However, the kasiv, the word is still written as raglov, his feet. So the Radak explains, and it really, the Radak goes hand in hand with the Radak on the previous posuk. If you go back to one posuk in Shmuel Beis, which finishes off Vayater Tomim Darki, he loosens my path perfectly. Now that word Darki is again spelt with a vav at the end. That's also a kasiv. And the kasiv, the way it's written, is darko, his path. But the way it's read, the kri, is darki, my path. Says the Radak on that pasuk, on pasuk Lamed Gimel in Shmuel Beis, that David is saying, my path in battle is the same as his path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's path. And let me give you the direct quote from the Radak. Beautiful expression. Says the Radak, Ki vishmo hoyisi bole lochem. I went into fight, battles, in his name, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So if I'm fighting in the name of Hashem, I'm fighting holy battles in the name of Hashem, therefore, Darko, the Kasiv, his way, is the same as Darki, the Kri, my way. And likewise, says the Radak, is the same in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Meshaved raglai, my feet are made straight, and my feet are synonymous with raglov, his feet. Because I'm going where Hashem wants me to go, because I'm fighting a battle, l'shem Shemayim. Yeah, in the Shem Shemayim. So therefore, in the previous Pasuk, Darko is the synonymous with Darki, and in our Pasuk, raglai is synonymous with raglov.
Interesting. Raglai, the same as ragli.
No, ragli means my foot. Raglai means my feet.
Ah,
yeah, yeah.
Ah. And why is it darko?
Darko would mean the kasiv. Darko means his way.
And
darachov would be his ways. Yeah. With the yud. Yeah. Darachov with an extra yud. Because the yud would make it plural.
Mm. Yeah. So Darki, Darko.
Darki is my way. Darko is his way. Yeah. And Durachov with the yud, with the extra yud, near the, just before the vav, his ways. Yeah.
And raglai and raglo. Raglo, wasn't it?
Raglo would be his foot.
Yeah, his foot, and raglai is my foot.
Raglai are my feet.
Sorry.
And ragli is my foot. And raglov is with the yud would be
so
his feet.
Raglai and raglov. Raglai.
Raglai my feet.
Raglai and raglov his feet.
Correct. Yeah. That's it. It's tricky.
He's
okay.
Guaranteed to be a victory. He's guaranteed victory.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But he's saying I'm synonymous with it. Yeah. I'm
lose.
Correct. I'm synonymous with Hashem because
you cannot lose.
That's right. Okay. Let's finish off with the Abba Avinel on that pasuk. The Abba Avinel on Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, pasuk Lamed Dalet, comments on the last phrase. On the first half, the Abba Avinel comments on the first half of the pasuk. There, Meshaver Raglai Koyalos makes my feet as swift as those of a deer.
Yeah.
He says, in those days, and we're familiar with this, people would sometimes wear such heavy body armor that they would be well protected. That's the upside. They were well protected. The downside was they couldn't move. The armor was just so heavy. And he says that was the problem with Goliath. The prophet describes the armor that Goliath was wearing. He was armed to the teeth. His body armor was phenomenal. Says the Barbanel, he was pretty immobile. he couldn't move. Yeah, that's how the Barbanel learns he couldn't move.
The rock came. He couldn't duck. He couldn't move.
So says the Barbanel. David HaMelech is saying, I was not like that. Meshaver raglai koyalos. Hashem made my feet as swift as those of the doe, the hind. I was able to run in battle.
Yeah.
Irrespective of battle armor, I was able to run swiftly. So he said, not like people like Goliath, who are so weighed down by their armor that they couldn't move.
Yeah.
Good. Shkeich.